saying love everybody in the active sense of they have to be in your life, or you have to go to dinner with them, or you have to do anything with anybody. There's absolutely people on this planet you should have nothing to do with. It's your loss if you have anything to do with them. But that doesn't mean you have to close your heart. The problem is most of us reflexively and automatically close our heart rather than just simply say, they're not for me. So when I say bond with everybody, I just mean if it's possible for you, have an open heart. And to the degree it's possible, try to live it. And don't be foolish. If somebody is toxic and brings you nothing but misery and you don't have to relate to them, walk away. That's what an open heart does. Because an open heart is open to yourself, your own well-being too. You can love everybody without discrimination. But it doesn't mean you have to relate to everybody. It just means you've gotten to that point of understanding, of insight, of seeing for yourself that you're not sitting on any higher perch than anybody else, so who am I to judge? Now, does that mean you don't still have to decide what you have to decide and do what you have to do, which includes keep the jerks out of your life? No, you still have to do that. But if you can do it with an open heart, not a judgmental arrogance, not a hateful feeling, much better. So I'm not prescribing that antidote. I'm just telling you what the only guaranteed antidote that I know of is. There may be other things that are short of a guaranteed antidote that will help. I can't think of any at the moment. But there probably are. But if you want the ultimate antidote, that's it.
Equating open heart with open mind, or is
it separate? Well, how can I say it? If you have a truly open heart, you'll have an open mind. If you have a truly open mind, you'll start to have a more open heart. Am I saying they're synonymous? No, because only for functional reasons, because most of us trust our head and distrust our heart. Most of us have more of an open mind than we do an open heart. So if you want a more open either one, you can go from either end. If you develop a more open mind, it is impossible not to start being more open-hearted. If you really open your heart, you'll find yourself automatically more open-minded. The question is practical. My answer to you is a practical one, not a philosophical one.